Our last presentation before the lunch break will be Language Skills Retention, presentation of Module 2, the Self-Study Workbook and Facilitator's Handbook. Sue Harrison. Up to you, madam.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be nice because since I'll be presenting teaching materials and some ideas also for activities, it would be very interesting to have the comments or the input from our collaborators from Gaspé. So we'll perhaps wait for a minute. Oh. And just to Mathieu, you know we'll be starting on number one. Please, s'il vous plaît. My pain, it's actually my anxiety at the moment that I could rate, not my pain. Oops. So that will be main menu, please. Oh, first, if you don't mind. That's right. So that will be one of the visuals. And we'll just wait and see if our friends in Gaspé can be linked to us again. In the meantime, I could introduce myself briefly. Sue Harrison, I'm the team leader for the instructional design team that has worked together on Module 1 and now on Module 2 and also on Module 3, which perhaps we'll all get to see in the fall. This one will be for psychosocial service providers. Module 2 is the fruit of a great team effort, many of us working together under the guidance and directorship of Hélène Riel-Savatori, who is the director of the language training program. We've worked in partnership with the Ordre des Infirmiers Infirmières du Québec. We had the help and close collaboration of a number of nurses who wrote the scenarios, reviewed scenarios also. We had the help of a nursing consultant, Joël Brodeur from the Ordre, who was on site during the filming, who also reviewed the workbook and all the exercises as to authenticity of vocabulary and on set of the gestures of our actors and actresses. So that, well, perhaps I'll just proceed then. May we go back to the main menu, though, please, Mathieu, s'il vous plaît? Merci. Because one of the points I'll be showing you is how easy it is to use the material for the learners. And so we will demonstrate this. No, the pain's gone now. Thank you. It's more number one, if we can go there and stay. But I'll get to that in a moment, the actual DVD parts. Anyway, the title of the first Unit 1 is What Brings You Here Today? And I hope that your answer in part is that you're looking forward to helping us launch this wonderful material, Module 2, Self-Study Workbook and Facilitator's Handbook, Triage Nurses. The other visuals I'll be using are the handouts in your pochette. You have the shorter version. I have the full version to show you as well. You'll see that Module 2, Cahier d'apprentissage autonome à l'intention des professionnels de la santé et des services sociaux, le Module 2 s'adresse aux infirmières et infirmiers de triage, whereas Module 1 is for receptionists. This is for a particular group of nurses in triage, although I'm sure of interest to nurses in other specialties or in areas, as well as other medical professionals. I'll be talking to you about the cahier d'apprentissage tout d'abord, and what you'll find inside the cover is an extract of those pages. It's the first segment, if you like, because I'll show you just the one video clip, the first one, and the activities that go along with that for the learner. My next question, really, now that we know what brings us all here to celebrate this wonderful material, and as I'll tell you too at the end, you may order your copies as of today. You've got your order form right in the pochette as well. The how question is the next one. How can we prepare learners to make that transition from the classroom and their teacher to the autonomous learning mode of learning? These are professionals, hardworking people. They have come to their language classes. That's stimulating. They work with their instructors and other students. But it takes a particular kind of motivation and interest to pick up materials, a workbook and a DVD, and find time in the evening or on the weekend to work on these activities. So that some of the answers we hope to find today, some of the suggestions I'll make, I'll put it that way, are to ask for the help of the language instructors. First of all, they might need to tell their students that they don't have to worry about working through this whole large and lovely workbook in one shot. It's true, there are about 200 pages of language activities, but since the five units each contain several segments, each one, as I say, on a video or even an audio scenario, it's possible to sit down and work for 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a time, and really do a number of significant language exercises. So no one has to sit down and work through the whole thing at once. So language teachers could reassure their students as to this. Also, they would be quite welcome and encouraged to use some of the material in class, because this way they would walk their students through the use of the DVD, of the workbook exercises, and show them the various parts of the workbook. First of all, the structure. Once you understand it, it's really quite clear. That main menu showed you the five photos. In fact, you have it on the cover of the workbook as well, the five units, each one dealing with a particular part of that important dialogue the triage nurse has with each patient that comes in. The first important question, what brings you here? Obviously, trying to find out what the problem is. The second unit focuses on how long have you had this problem. The third unit, how would you rate your pain, as we saw. Number four, when did it start? And number five, what do we do now? Well, actually, the nurse doesn't ask the patient that, but instead she or he suggests what the next steps are, explains perhaps that there'll be a wait until the patient is seen, etc. So it's closing the discussion, closing the dialogue. So within each of these five units, there are a number of different scenarios. So the vocabulary is quite rich. The students will, or the learners will, well, if they're students still in class or learners on their own, touch on situations involving injury, earaches, thrombosis, abdominal problems, tuberculosis, melanoma, diabetes, STIs, depression, attempted suicide, heart attacks. It's really quite rich and varied. So there are these segments within each of the units, and each of the dialogues and videos presents the entire number of questions, the entire five parts that make up these dialogues. What we do in each unit is emphasize the particular language forms and vocabulary that are important in order to ask in more than one way, what brings you here today? What's the problem? What's troubling you? So there is a variety that way. The instructors could also point out the various aids in the self-study workbooks that help the learners learn on their own. At the end of each unit, there's a take another look section, which helps the learner test knowledge so far, sort of a little quiz with answers in the answer key. The answer key is quite extensive. And also in this answer key, a suggestion of which exercises to review if the learner has found it difficult. At the end of each unit, there's also a self-reflection section for the learners to think about
how well they've mastered the vocabulary, say the present tense, the various questions they should ask. And that self-reflection, we hope then, will motivate them to go back and review the areas they find a bit lacking. There's also a glossary of English to French terms. It's especially useful in the triage setting so that learners can flip back and find the equivalent French term if they're having difficulty understanding the English terms in the scenarios and in the exercises. It's also important, we feel, to reassure the learners. As I said, a minimum of 20 to 30 minutes of practice at one sitting is very useful. Obviously, more time could also be fine, but the important thing is to continue to practice and to use the materials, even the ones that may have been presented in class. In fact, instructors could present a video, certain exercises, and then the learners would continue on with other exercises and practice until the following class meets. It's also possible to skip around. No one has to begin in Unit 1, complete all the work, and then move to Unit 2. It could be the particular situation, someone who's had a problem recently, not a problem, but dealt with a patient in triage suffering very severe heart pains, and that learner could flip right away to the section that deals with the heart attacks, the myocardial problems. So that let's look actually at a sample segment. You have, as I say, in your little extract of the cahier d'apprentissage, Unit 1, and you can see on page 2 that before we start, we alert the learner to the points that are going to be covered in that particular unit. And you'll notice that we address the learner as you. We try as teachers to engage the learner by having the learner feel there's someone there listening. And so we speak to the learner. There are occasional little anecdotes or little comments of encouragement too throughout the unit to help them along. So there's a focus there before we begin, and the learner sees that the focus is on eliciting information, asking questions using do, does, or the WH questions, as we call them, what and where and when and why, in order to understand how patients are feeling. We will be looking in a moment at a sports injury, but as you notice on page 2, there's first of all a focus exercise. The idea is to help the learners think about what they know already about the situation of dealing with a patient who comes in complaining about an injury. So by activating that knowledge and perhaps some vocabulary they already have in English, they'll be better prepared to look at the video. This would be quite useful in a language class, actually, if a teacher were to use it as well. It stimulates some discussion, some focusing, and then the student, the learner, goes on to the first activity, 8.2, comprehension, and sees the icon, click on the video clip, a sports injury. And so Mathieu, please go to video. Yes. This is what the student would see too, using the video at home, and click on a sports injury, and we'll watch the brief video. Is that good enough?
I do have some swelling, but okay. The pain is actually pretty unbearable.
How would you describe your pain?
It hurts most when I'm trying to walk on it, but it's a struggle pain that keeps me up at night.
On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most painful, how would you rate your pain now?
I would say like an 8.
Any health problems or surgeries in the past?
So that's the first video. Obviously, learners can view it as many times as they wish, stop it, go back. It's as they choose to use it with a laptop or a computer. You'll see that every exercise that pertains to this video is in the under the section A, so that learners are invited to work on vocabulary, the various two-part verbs that are so important in English in order to say one thing or another. Bend over means one position. Bend a piece of paper is something else. Call up, call back, etc. There are pronunciation exercises you'll see. Actually, we won't necessarily go into that right now, but there are vocabulary exercises, grammar tips, also practicing present tenses, a grammar chart, just resumes to help focus on the grammar without spending too much time on it. And also another section on asking WH questions, all the important questions that need to be asked during this triage interview. There's a variety of exercises, so learners may also choose the ones they prefer, the ones they find most interesting. They'll decide themselves whether or not to spend time on the easier ones or the more difficult ones. But once again, the encouragement that they get from the language teachers will be very important in order to get them started. Let's look also, since we're looking, we've seen one video clip. If we could go, please, to the audio menu. Mathieu, si on clique sur le... Oui, voilà. We'll see that now the icons are different. They're the icons for the loudspeaker, if you like. And we'll look at, well, in your extract, it's page 8. It's the audio noting WH questions. Also, you'll notice that in chapters 1 and 2, units 1 and 2, the instructions are given in both English and French, so that we're sure that the learner understands what the task is. In the other units, not, because the instructions tend to be all the same. So you'll note that learners are invited to listen to the clip and then write down the nurse's questions as they hear them. So we'll listen to that quickly, please. I'll just click on that.
Noting WH questions. Mm-hmm. What brings you here today? When did it happen? How would you describe your pain? On a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the most painful, how would you rate your pain?
There we go. It's a sample of one of the audio exercises. There are many others. There are ones that emphasize pronunciation. There are others that are a little bit open-ended, where we ask learners to perhaps ask a question in a different fashion. There's not always a precise, correct answer in the answer key. The answer key is indicated by the little hand with the pen. But they're all exercises to help with understanding voices, of course, and then being able to express oneself. So a variety of exercises that can be done and then redone. Now, going to the Guide de l'Animateur, the facilitator's handbook, there are some suggestions of exercises here. Once again, you have just a couple of pages from that work, well, that guide that relate to Unit 1. You'll see again it's the same title, What Brings You Here? And as you could expect, we suggest activities as a start. There could be other ones too that help the learners practice these questions. So, for instance, the first activity suggested, participants introduce themselves and describe their families, their professions, duties, their hobbies, and the other group members, if it's a group of people together, obviously, ask the various WH questions, who, what, when, where, and why. Of course, if it's an individual, a volunteer working with a learner, this could also work fine because the learner would have to ask many questions to find out more about the volunteer. Volunteers or anyone can also assume another identity. You can be a well-known politician, an actor. You can make it fun and pretend you're someone you aren't and ask and only reveal who you are once the questions have been asked. Exercise number two, quick yes and no questions and answers. These are, it's true, all language exercises, but they can be expanded to other types of exercises according to who is animating the practice exercises. We could go on to, we'll look on page 7, one last example. Number 3, who has a cold? Since one of the videos in Unit 1 concerns earaches and colds and that kind of vocabulary, there's a matching exercise with the vocabulary. And then we suggest that the participants could make up a story about someone who has a cold and use the vocabulary and describe the symptoms. So they're all suggestions here, really, for various ways that learners can practice what they've been reviewing in Unit 1 by doing a number of different activities, oral activities. Some of them are fairly open-ended. There can be role plays. There can be activities where we suggest that the animator find magazine pictures or some sort where the learners then ask questions to try to find out who these people are, and then they also talk about what they do usually or what they are doing at the moment in those pictures. So that this, as I say, is also then a source of ideas for the practice outside of class and outside of the individual hours the learner spends using the self-study workbook. And, of course, it's our hope that many of these will be ordered immediately, whether it's for the language training groups as such and then given to the individual learners as they finish those courses so they continue to maintain what they've learned and continue to improve their language skills. So that you'll find, as I say, in your pochette an order form in French or English, and you're welcome to order either the self-study workbook and DVD and facilitator's handbook for Module 1 or Module 2, and send that off as soon as you like so that you receive your materials. Now, what I've shown you may, raise some questions or some comments, so that if anyone has any before we adjourn to lunch, you're quite welcome, because the other next question might be, how hungry are you? But if you are curious and have any questions or comments, please go ahead. Yes, Michael? Yes.
Now, my understanding is that in the CGEP system, mm-hmm. everybody has to take a second language.
That's correct.
Are there any efforts made to introduce this to the English language mm-hmm. course that the students have to take if they're in nursing and laser mm-hmm. therapy at the CGEP system? Mm-hmm. And then by extension, mm-hmm. is there any contact going to be made maybe with the high school English? Mm-hmm. But that may be a little premature. But it seems like if you want to improve access, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a valuable tool, mm-hmm. particularly for a French CGEP mm-hmm. that has to have an English course mm-hmm. To offer to their students.
Mm-hmm. I think it's an excellent question. I'm sure one will look into because I guess it, and I see that Mireille is making a note, which is good. We'll definitely look into it because, as you say, they're really, I think, very useful materials, and the idea is to make them as widely available as possible. Thank you for that reminder. Yes?
Just a quick question. You're working in partnership with the OIIQ?
Yes, for this particular module.
Does that mean that they will encourage their members, perhaps, to partake in these?
That I can't tell you, but... we certainly have the full support and the full collaboration in designing the materials, and whether that then is a way, I can't tell you whether that is going to lead to the next step, but it would be nice. Certainly the materials are sanctioned, if you like, or okay, very much created with the help of the OIAQ. Mireille, oui? Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Oh, yes.
Just a quick comment, Sue. I know in our region, this workbook has been eagerly anticipated. Mm. And I just want to congratulate you and your team on the work. I'm really looking forward to getting it out to our teachers and eventually to our learners. And I'm sure it's going to be an extremely valuable tool. So, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good. Thank you all.